All right. Well, that was fun. I thought we'd be talking to a sleepy Julie Dobbs in her hotel room when we called Hawaii. But I guess you got to take advantage of every second. Later today, the return of Kemp Spin. That'll be after the 1:30 news.
Yes.
And we'll be covering the big golf match, which occurred the other night as well. But right now, I do think a local sports entity needs to be ripped, and I'll tell you who. Because you remember the big story we had from the Ranger game the other night, besides Mr. Hat and the fact that they won 10-5. We're not even going to mention yesterday's aberration.
I put that on Woody.
Yeah.
He gives you nails through six, and you're running back out there. You knew what time it was.
And you're going to bring in one of your worst relievers with the bases loaded?
Smooth move,
Skip. What do you think's going to happen? Anyway.
It's definitely not on KG.
So the other day, we were pretty taken by the fact that there was a fan ran out onto the field. And it was fun to watch. We saw a video that got put out there on Twitter. And this dude evaded a few security guys who were running out from the third base side. And then there was a security guy running from the right field side who dove at him.
Yeah.
And he face planted, and this fan evaded him, evaded all the other ones, got all the way into, like, not the dugout, but like kind of a suite type area, and looked like he could almost get away. But then a fan, or we've come to learn, at least Jacob told us that it was Emily Jones's husband actually stopped this guy. So we had some fun and we talked about it a little bit, but we did acknowledge the fact that generally Fox Sports or Bally's won't show these things because it would encourage other people to do it. And that's been a long-standing thing. And I'm with them. I think that's deplorable to show something like that. And then here's who needs to be ripped. Dallas, Texas TV. We've come to like what they've done over the past.
Friends of the show.
But they got a hold of this video and they put out to their followers on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And when you do something like that, when you give this publicity, you're encouraging this kind of deplorable behavior. I'm there to see a baseball game.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but in yesterday's day game, every inning, someone ran on the field. They had seen from Dallas, Texas TV the publicity that this got, and so they had nine fans on the field.
Pretty soon, they're just going to be playing the game in the stands.
Right.
Because all the fans will be on the field if
Mayhem.
They keep doing this. So I think it's very unfortunate. So a big thumbs down to Dallas, Texas TV for giving this clown publicity because it just encourages others. Joining us now on the phone line, the guy who ran across the field, his name is Caleb Salinas. Caleb, do you read me over?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey.
There he is. Hey, Caleb.
Caleb.
Hey,
Caleb.
Man, I heard you call me a clown, son. Man. Come on, man.
Come on. We're having fun here. Didn't you follow the whole thread there? We were just doing a thing.
I'm kidding, man.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. No, man. I thought your moves were fantastic. Let's start with, who are you? Who is Caleb Salinas?
Oh, man, dude. I have a lot to tell you, man.
Well, let's just shorten it up into radio form. Like, give me the 30-second breakdown on who are you. I understand you go to school here?
Yeah, I go to school here.
SMU student?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you from DFW?
Yeah, I'm from DFW.
Okay, where are you from? Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Townview over here in Oak Cliff. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Are you...
Magna School.
Yes, I have heard of it. Are you a longtime Rangers fan? Had you been to a bunch of games before? Like, what's your Rangers attendance track record?
Yeah, I've been to the Rangers game about 10 times.
You know what I forgot to mention? The video that Dallas, Texas TV put out wasn't just the video that we saw from the stands.
Yeah.
It was a video from Caleb's phone. So he's running across the field Rolling video.
And have you seen this picture?
Oh, no. Who took that?
I'm not sure, but this is Caleb running past the Rangers dugout, and they look very amused. I mean, Woody's kind of into it. Yeah.
See, this is a thing that as a kid, I went to a ton of games, Caleb, and I had always dreamed that I would be this guy. Now I'm an old man, and it's passed me by. The time has gone. But you're still in that wheelhouse where you've done what I always had dreamed to do. So congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
What was your motivation? What was your plan here going in?
So we got to the game. You know, it was pretty fun. And I actually had some great seats. Like, I was sitting right behind, like, where they pitch at, you know. Unlimited beer, you know, all you could say. And it was actually great. It was really great.
Behind where they pitch at.
Like home plate?
Yeah, I was at home plate. But,
Okay, you weren't at second base, because that would be technically behind where they pitch. But, okay, go ahead. Sorry. Continue.
But anyways, we make our way around, because we're heading out, or something happened. And I was going to run on the field before, like a couple games prior to that, but I kind of chickened out. I was like, yeah. I don't feel like spending the night in jail today. Like, I'm not going to do that.
So are you guys, you guys are drinking and stuff, and are your buddies imploring you? Like, hey, come on, man, let's do it. Do it. Or was there a bet? What, you know?
My buddy actually gave me $1,000 if I could touch second base. And I was like, hey, man, I'm pretty in. I'm pretty convinced. And not only that, but there was some really hot mom right next to me.
Uh-huh.
We were sitting down on the other side. And she was like, hey, man, if you do this, I'll give you a kiss. What's it going to be? And at that point, I had no choice.
No, it was out of your hands.
Exactly.
And, dude, I'm telling you, I've never seen a fine mom in my life until that day. And yeah, she gave me a kiss, and I was like, dude, I got to book it immediately.
She kissed you right there.
Yeah, I was like, worst case, best case, I get a kiss and $1,000. I was like, dude, I'm living, man.
Yeah. It's like he's leaving for war. Like, one more kiss and you're stipend, and then...
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Caleb Salinas. He's the Rangers runner. He's been dubbed by Blake. He ran out onto the field at Globe Life Park Field. The other night. And it was caught on video.
He's the first one.
You're the first runner? Are you sure?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm the first runner, man. That's why they were so angry with me in the back. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
I'll get to that later. But I'm over there just running on the field, having the time of my life. Dude, it's amazing. And I go straight to second base, but there's already about 6 security guards on that base for no reason. I'm like, dude, I got to take a hard left. Like, I cannot let these guys get me, man. So I'm rushing.
And then the security guard dove at you, right?
Yeah, dude, that guy was so pissed at me after. Like, he really dealt with me after. I'll get to that in a bit. Yeah, he dove at me, missed completely. And actually, the Rangers players are talking to me. Like, they're just like, dude, hell yeah, dude. They're like, come on, go that way. So, yeah, I listen to them, and I just see an empty dugout. I'm like, dude, I got to completely just slide in there and just make it happen. And that's when I slid in there, and that's when that dude stopped me, and I was kind of already like just out of breath. I was just like, man, just take me, man. I'm not really here to cause any problems. I just wanted to run on the field, man.
Of course, yeah. So you've been saying that they get you in the back, and then they dealt with you. So those dudes all obviously they can see. We can see in the video that they're arresting you, and then you actually hit a pretty nice like move of with the skates. You kind of planted your feet, and they just pushed you like you were on a conveyor belt or something. And then they get you to where do they take you? Like, is there a holding cell at the park? How do they treat you there?
Sure, it's hilarious, man. So the dude that tripped, he's the one that grabbed me aggressively because he face planted in front of how many people? 50,000 people. So he is over there arresting me. He has a fat knee on my back. I'm like, dude, okay, like I'm not even giving you problems. Like, just take me in, man. Come on, dude. Puts the handcuffs on like God mode, like really tight, And I'm like, okay, like, this is what I signed up for. So we go to the back. It's literally a new, like, jail room. So I'm guessing, like, I was the first person to run on the field, so there's not really much, you know, going on down there, like people in holding cells. So we're in this new luxury jail room, and so, like, dude, they're just, you know, just talking to me loud as heck. And they actually found my buddy that was holding my bag. I don't know how they found him, but so I'm in there waiting, and they open the door, and they have my buddy by the shirt, like, picking him up like a little kid. His name's Miguel. And they're like, is this your buddy? And he kind of gives me a smirk, my friend. He's like, dude, don't say nothing. And, you know, it's kind of bro code. I was like, I've never seen that man in my life.
Nice.
So then they close the door. They're like, dude, I know you're freaking lying, man. They're like, we got you on footage hanging out with him, having beers. And I'm like, bring him back in one more time. I didn't have a good look at him, man. So then I have a bag. It's like a side bag where I like have my wallet so I don't lose it. And they're over here just begging for me to open my bag. And again, they bring them in, and they're like, do we have permission to go inside your bag? Again, my friend looks at me. He's all like, don't do it, bro. Don't do it. And I'm like, yeah, man, good luck opening my bag, man. You do not have my permission. So these dudes are going hysterical, like just angry. Like, there's at least five cops on me, pressing me, like, dude, come on, man. And I tell them who I am. Like, I wasn't lying who I was. So then they bring them in for the third time. I'm like, Jesus, dude, I'm just gonna let them go through my bag. I don't even have nothing in there. Like, it's literally just my ID. Like, I don't know why they're causing this big of a deal. So then they bring them in again. Yeah, they just went ahead and just grabbed my ID. And yeah, just talking to me. And, yeah, it was pretty funny. They were yelling at my friend, and he was having a great time. He was yelling back at them. Like, he was like, dude, come on.
So this is Caleb. He ran on the field at the ballpark or at the GILF the other night. So then do you have to go to real jail? We only have, like, a minute left here. So I just want to know how your night ends up.
Okay, yeah, they throw me in the back of a Tahoe. I go in real jail. I'm like, okay, this is kind of serious. So I'm in jail to give me some flops. They're dirty. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some women copping there that actually knew me because of what I did. And they're flirting with me, taking care of me. It was actually an easy day in jail. I was there for like, 4 hours?
And what do you get out of this? Do you end up getting a fine, or what's the total cost?
Yeah, I just got a misdemeanor. They're just going to take it off. I just got to go to court and just going to work with me. I got a lawyer already.
That's it. You get a lawyer.
You lawyered
it,
up.
Get it lowered. Get the charge lowered. Do you think you'll get the $1,000 even though you didn't hit second base? Because, I mean, you did do a lot.
Oh, yeah. No. He already sold it to me.
Okay. There you go. Right to the lawyer.
Hey, one more thing before I go. He actually has one of the best Cowboys hat here in Dallas, Texas. It's called Ritos. Products.
And you would like to plug his cowboy hat.
How would we spell that?
RITO products. And we're actually having a station at the State Fair of Texas.
Okay.
So I'm going to have my own merch there, running away. And,
okay. Yeah, he's got promo.
You got to strike while the iron's hot here,
sure.
While your profile is high.
We know how it is.
Your parents chime in on you, or?
Yeah, my mom was kind of scared at first. She's like, what if they would have jumped you? I was like, I'm willing to take a beat down, I guess. I have no choice.
But I mean, like you said, it was out of your hands.
Yeah. I was literally handcuffed, like, dirty. So I couldn't do anything. And my dad was, he was mad at first, but then we took a couple of shots later, and he's like, all right. It's pretty good, man.
Makes it better.
Hey, dude. Will you give us a liner for our radio show? We want you to identify yourself. So say your name. Sam, the first man to ever run across, first fan to run onto Globe Life Field, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
It's your boy, Caleb Salinas. I'm actually the first one to run on Global Stadium, and I would never listen to Dan and Ticket.
There it is. That's perfect. Thank you. All right, Caleb, good luck in court.
Congratulations.
And we'll talk to you soon.
And thanks to Dallas, Texas TV for having the courage to show your video.
I love the man. Thank God.
See ya.
All right.